From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Looking at the Earth from up there is a, you know, it's almost a religious experience. It's an awesome thing to see. You can see the curvature of the Earth. You got a hell of a view from 62 miles.
The only malediction in this country I haven't laid at the feet of Bill Clinton is Dick Cheney's vocabulary malfunction on the Senate floor, and I suppose that'll be next.
He had challenged my integrity, and I didn't like that. But most of all, I didn't like the fact that after he'd done so, then he wanted to act like everything's peaches and cream. And I informed him of my view of his conduct in no uncertain terms, and as I say, I felt better afterwards.
I said that I was responsible for what I had done wrong, both as a person and a president, throughout my whole life, and I took responsibility for it, but that the impeachment was illegitimate. Every reasonable historian, constitutional authority, lawyer, and prosecutor knew that it was illegitimate.
Whatever the outcome of the transition in Iraq, the cost has been far higher in lives, in taxpayer dollars, and in the reputation of our country throughout the world than it needed to be.
The Iraqi people, as Prime Minister Alawi said in his opening line, are going through a difficult period now. They need those who are lucky enough to live in freedom to stay with them and not abandon them.
Mr. President, you don't appear to be a very popular fellow here in Europe. Do you have any explanation for your poor poll standings, and is that something that should concern Americans?
I must confess that the first polls I worry about are those that are going to take place in early November of this year. Listen, I care about the image of our country. We've got a country that we just got $2.5 trillion worth of trade, or $2.2 trillion worth of trade with the EU. Obviously, something positive's happening.